Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Some doctors in Illinois are worried about funding for a national vaccine program as Republican Donald Trump becomes president. The Vaccines for Children program is a key way low-income and uninsured kids get their shots. Dr. Han Yu Stephanie Leo in Chicago recalled talking to a mom of a six-year-old who needed several vaccines.
And she said, well, it's just, how much is each one going to be? And I was like, oh, you're used to having to pay per the vaccine. And so you're doing mental math of how much can I pay for? And I was like, oh, I have great news for you. All of these are free.
The boy got six shots that day and came back for more. While Leo worries about the future of the program, experts say it would be hard to change, that Congress would have to act. A new report found that undisclosed flood damages could end up costing Illinois homebuyers thousands of dollars as climate change drives more extreme rainstorms. Illinois homes with a history of flooding are projected to cost an additional $8,000 to $11,000 over the length of a typical mortgage. That's according to a new Natural Resources Defense Council report. Joel Scatta is with the NRDC. He says Illinois homebuyers could be in the dark about these potential costs.
It doesn't require that a buyer be told whether flood insurance is mandatory on the property.
That's important because if a property has ever received federal disaster aid, future owners are required to buy flood insurance or are ineligible for future federal aid. That could leave unknowing homebuyers on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars. The Chicago Cubs annual convention kicks off later today, and all eyes are turning to a familiar face. Sammy Sosa is set to make his first appearance alongside the Cubs organization since his departure from the team in 2004. Known for his home run hitting prowess, Sosa came under fire for his alleged steroid use, which he denied for years. But in December, Sosa released a statement apologizing for, quote, mistakes he made while rehabbing injuries. And in response, Cubs owner Tom Ricketts invited him to the convention. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says it's unclear how fans will react to his return.
I think from what I've heard and seen is that there's been an uptick in people buying the tickets to be there. Are they buying there to be cheering on Sammy, or is this their opportunity to vent against him? I don't know. It's going to be interesting when his name is announced, when he comes out on the stage, how they do react.
The convention kicks off at 6 p.m. tonight at the Grand Sheraton Hotel. Marvel's Black Panther will show tomorrow at Chicago's Auditorium Theater. But with live music and dance performances, this won't be a typical movie-going evening. The Chicago Philharmonic will play the Black Panther score live. But first, Chicago's Muntu Dance Theater will stage a traditional West African performance. The company's executive director, Sekou Kande, says the dance will honor the ancestors.
Our performance will be to pretty much open up the show. It's a humbling experience because definitely what Black Panther represents is definitely a path that Muntu has been on for a long time. So it's very humbling for us to be a part of it.
Kande will also appear on a pre-show panel. Some more things you should know today. The incoming Trump administration has promised to make Chicago ground zero for mass deportations. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the city is taking those threats seriously. Johnson pointed to the city council affirming its support of Chicago's sanctuary city status and guidance given to agencies on how to handle visits from federal immigration authorities. The mother of slain six-year-old Palestinian-American, Wade Al-Fayoumi, met with President Joe Biden this week. The Sun-Times reports Hanan Shaheen and Biden discussed grief, anti-Palestinian hate, and dehumanizing political rhetoric. Prosecutors say Al-Fayoumi was stabbed 26 times in October 2023 by his landlord, Joseph Chuba, who had been radicalized by listening to commentary just 1 week into the Israel-Hamas conflict. Today's weather is going to be windy with a mix of clouds and sun, and the high hitting the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 29 degrees. That is it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.